death of David and Joab. Before David died, he gave Solomon instructions on how he should rule as king. He said, "To be successful, you must be strong and brave, and always walk in the ways of God's commandments. Kill Joab when the time is right. He murdered two commanders of Israel, Abner, Saul's commander, and Amasa, his cousin. He didn't kill them on the battlefield. Both of these men trusted him because it was a time of peace. Don't let him grow old peacefully. Remember that Shimei cursed me when I was running from Absalom. He begged for mercy, and I said he could live. It's up to you to punish him. Deal with him according to your wisdom." After that, David died, and they buried him in Jerusalem. He had been king for 40 years. Later, Adonijah went to Bathsheba and said, "You know that all of Israel expected me to become king. I accept Solomon as king because it's God's will for Israel. I just have one request." "What is it?" "The king won't refuse anything if you ask for it. So please, go and ask the king if I can have David's nurse as my wife." So Bathsheba went to Solomon. He stood and greeted her and called for a throne to be set at his right hand. She sat down. "I have one little request. Please don't turn me down." "Mother, ask and I'll give it to you." "Please, let Adonijah have David's nurse as a wife." Solomon was shocked. He said, "This is the same as asking if he could be made king. This request will cost Adonijah his life. He'll be dead before this day ends." Solomon then gave the order, and Adonijah was killed. There were two high priests in Israel, and one of them had supported Adonijah. So the king took his job away from him. He was the last priest from the line of Eli. This fulfilled the prophecy given about him. Joab knew that his time had come, so he went to the tabernacle and grabbed the horns of the altar. Solomon heard about this and told a guard, "Go, kill him." The guard went and told Joab, "Come out here." No, I'll die here." The guard went back and told the king, "Do as he asked. Kill him there. He deserves to die for murdering two good men who were better than himself." So Joab was killed at the altar and buried near his home. Solomon then called for Shimei. The king said, "Build a house in Jerusalem and live there. You're not to leave this city for the rest of your life. If you leave, you'll die. So your life is in your hands." Shimei said, "This is fair. I'll do as you've said." He lived in Jerusalem for 3 years. One day, two of his slaves ran away, so Shimei went after them and brought them back. Solomon had him brought in. "You ignored the command I gave you. Now you'll pay for what you did to my father. You cursed him, yet his kingdom will last forever." With that, Shimei was killed. So Solomon established himself as king of Israel.